On the West Bank of Minneapolis, I'm Zan Holston. The first time I see Mayotta, I'm struck by her style. She's wearing lots of colorful jewelry. Big rings grace most of her fingers, loose, bulky bracelets frame her wrists, and her long, ropey braids hang down to her mid-back. Then I'm struck by her singing.
Well, I was that little girl, learning hatred for my curls, and I tried to burn them straight.
That's Mayotta Major, who goes by the stage name of Mayotta, performing an acoustic version of Black Girl Magic. It's a bittersweet song that takes on the Disneyfied image of the White Princess, and it's also a reclamation of identity. It's part of a series of songs she wrote about media images of black bodies as victims of violence. It touches on her reaction to the police killing of a black man in Ferguson, Missouri.
Mike Brown was murdered, and I think that was like the sparking point, which is ridiculous because I've been black my whole life. But like, that was the sparking point where I was like, okay, all of these things are tying together, and like, they're also related to how I practice my faith. And I'm not about to sit here and like look at injustice.
If you spend any amount of time talking to Mayotta, her faith in God comes up.
I don't think I'd be doing music if it wasn't for my faith. So I don't know. I think it's just like it really informs my worldview in general. So of course it's going to inform my songwriting.
For her, that doesn't mean writing songs that extol the virtues of God, but writing songs that take listeners on a spiritual path that leaves them in a better place at the end than where they started. Mayotta almost didn't become a singer. Her mother is Liberian. She came to the U.S. to attend graduate school at Duke University, and she moved to North Minneapolis where she raised Mayotta and her little brother. In some ways, they had a childhood driven by the need to excel.
That whole immigrant, like, idea of, like, education, like, it's very strong with her and, like, with like in my house. So it was like, okay, if I have to sacrifice any other kind of comfort for my kids to be, like, well-educated, and then also she's like, oh, wow, yeah, racism's a thing in this country, so I need to give my kids the best chance that I possibly can.
That meant sending them to private school, and later, private colleges. She neared graduation in 2015. Mayotta had surprising news for her mother.
Came home for winter break and told my immigrant mother, like, oh, yeah, I know you sacrificed for me to go to all these really good schools, like, my entire life, but I really feel like God's, like, leading me to be a musician.
Mayotta didn't expect a positive reaction, but she was surprised.
And she didn't freak out. Like, not only did she not freak out, she's been really supportive.
In fact, her mother just continued on helping her find resources.
She's being a scientist about it, really. Like, okay, like, this is all the research we need to do. Like, these are the things you need to do. Like, she's just being very organized, and that's who she is, so.
But where Mayotta's mother is a planner, Mayotta's philosophy is more, God tells you where to be, you show up and work. And so far, putting her faith in God is working. She just spent a few months in Los Angeles getting vocal training. The results were encouraging.
At the end of the evaluation, she was like, well, the good news is you didn't come out here for nothing. Like, you are singing way under your capacity.
Her coach taught her how to really sing from her diaphragm.
I'm kind of relearning how to sing my own songs, because before it'd be like, okay, I want it to sound really powerful, so I need to like press the pedal to the gas, like just gun it, right? And now to get that same effect, it's like 60% of the effort.
I recently saw Mayotta play a set on piano and guitar at the Vieux Carré in downtown St. Paul. It was a mellow Saturday night and the crowd was thin. Patrons sipped their drinks, ordered gumbo and Sazeracs, and clapped respectfully. A triple date of 40-something black professionals sat in the corner, and they were digging the show. But when Mayotta launched into Black Girl Magic, I saw them, especially the women, light up. They knew exactly what she was saying.
So if you're thin or thick or poor or rich, or they call you a bitch, I'm talking to y'all. If you're loud or shy, whether you read or write, if you're dark or light, I'm talking to y'all. If you're young or old,
for KFAI, I'm Zan Holston.
The telling all get told, I'm talking to y'all. If you're on tiptoe, we're dropping it low. I got no rhythm to show. I'm talking to y'all, cause we got black girl magic.